From the County Executive appointing Mr. Jim Duff to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring April 30th, 2016. This item was last laid over at your April meeting.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we take items 2, 3, and 4 together.
We have a motion to take items 2, 3, and 4 together. Is there any objection?
And that the clerk would read them into the record as well.
We will do that. Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read those items into the record?
Item 3, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Bill Christofferson to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring February 1st, 2017. And item 4, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Matthew J. Flynn to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring February 1st, 2017. These items were also last laid over at your April 16th meeting.
Did you read item 3 and 4?
Yes.
You did. Okay. We have those items as we'll be taking them together. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move that we lay these items over until our July meeting on July 16th, 2013. My reasoning for this, we've been laying these items over consistently month to month for about a year now.
Yeah.
At our last meeting of this committee, we discussed one last layover to this current meeting and then expressed an intent to move forward with allowing these appointments to be processed and be approved and go to the full board at this meeting. However, after I thought about the timeline of events with the War Memorial and the Art Museum, what I realized is that last fall, when we were working on the budget, I was the author of a budget amendment that, for all practical purposes, set a timeline and a deadline, if you will, of June 30th, 2013, for the two organizations to work out some differences and some legal matters. And when I reflected on this timeline, that there's really been a publicly stated deadline of June 30th, and that budget amendment passed not only unanimously by the full county board, but had the approval of the county executive as well, that tells me that looking back at what we said in the fall was to the two entities, you have until June 30th to work on things and work your differences out, and we weren't intending on intervening aside from how we had appointed the mediator. At this point, I feel that if we were to allow these appointments to go through to a vote, I personally might be inclined to vote against them, which I don't want to do. And my only reasoning would be to prolong the timeline to allow the War Memorial to finish its negotiations and hammer out an agreement. So with that, I would like to ask all members of this committee to please consider laying over to July only for the purpose of really holding up to what we originally told these entities that they would have until June to come to an agreement and really giving them the leeway that they thought they could rely on back at the budget time.
The motion by Supervisor Alexander is to lay over items 2, 3, and 4. Prior to that time, Ms. Colton?
Dr. If you don't mind, I just have a couple comments.
Sure, please do.
First, I'd like to say we recently have been hearing some insinuation that county executives' appointments are bad for the War Memorial. I just want to state that all three appointments are veterans who have served our country honorably. The county exec went through great lengths to pick these appointments, and he thinks they will prioritize the best interests of the veterans. I think any insinuation that moving forward with these appointments is in any way anti-veteran is baseless. The second point I'd like to make is I understand that the parties are much closer to an agreement than they were last month even. We believe that these new appointments will do nothing to inhibit the progress that's been made so far. When you consider these appointments, ask yourselves, in what way does the county having its fair representation on the board inhibit such an agreement? So we're asking you to confirm them today.
Thank you. Mr. Grady, you have a comment you'd like to make, sir? from our Corporation Counsel's office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deputy Corporation Counsel Mark Grady. I just wanted to briefly comment and reiterate what Ms. Colton just said, and that is that we have made substantial progress on the agreements between the three entities, the county, the War Memorial, and the Art Museum. We're going to end up with about five or six different legal documents. Probably about half of those are done. The other ones are very close to being done. The parties are pointing towards finishing the documents by the end of the month so that they'll be ready for the June cycle for approval. One of the things that has been discussed is the county reducing its representation on the War Memorial Board. This has been discussed, I know, with the committee in the past. The current proposal would be to reduce the number of seats on the War Memorial Board from the county from 8 down to 2, and that the other entities that are on the War Memorial Board or have representatives on the War Memorial Board, such as the Art Museum, Charles Ellis, Villa Terrace, and Marcus Center, will eventually withdraw from the board as they get separate leases with the county as well. And so just to let you know, in the context of these appointments, if that ends up being the agreement, there will be a reduced number of seats for the county once these leases are approved.
Very good. Prior to taking a vote on this issue, we do have one card from Mr. George Gaspar. Mr. Gaspar, would you like to come forward?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman and representatives and committee members. If you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Sigrid Dynek, who is a member of, on the Facility Committee for the War Memorial, if it's all right, if she would come forward, please.
Well, I don't know what it is you intend to present, but it must be germane to these appointments.
It's very germane. It will enhance the representation that was
just extended. We'll grant some latitude here, but...
I would just like to say that, one, in terms of the process, there's considerable progress is being made. It has been the my position as chairman of the Board of Trustees, that the existing board should have the responsibility to filter through the final negotiation process here and not to change the representation of the Board of Trustees at this point in time. In terms of the term sheet agreements that came forward and agreed to by the War Memorial and the Art Museum, as Milwaukee County Council just indicated, there's going to be a change in the structure of that particular board that I represent as chairman. The whole thrust here is to bring forth the cooperative agreement that is going to create enormous new cooperation on the part of the War Memorial and the Art Museum. And in that process, there's a lot of issues that are being worked through on a collaboration agreement and so on. And the Board of Trustees is very much aware, the existing board is very much aware of this, also very much aware that it is agreed to that the representation from Milwaukee County, from the county exec's point of view, recommended to Parks and on to the board, would be two representatives. The key here is to make the War Memorial go forward like in a new spirit. And in order to do that, it has to see the backing of the county in terms of the agreements that are underway and being negotiated. And it just doesn't need interference, since the composition of the board is going to change, and a new board is going to end up with county representation similar to all the other entities where county has representation. And the imprint of the facility board that Sigrid Dynek is a member of is going to be very important to make sure that the War Memorial is going to be able to accomplish much more than what it has in the past. And one of the key things is, as the budget process changes, will be to put the War Memorial in a position to generate funding from the outside, which basically it hasn't had to do beyond the revenue generation.
I think in some sense, Mr. Gaspar, we're going far afield from the agendized items before us. I'd appreciate it if you would speak directly to the appointments, to the motion for layover.
Could I just ask...
That's what's before us.
Could I just ask Sigrid Dynak to... this will back up what you already have heard from county...
I think what you've done thus far is reiterate the substance of the motion made by Supervisor Alexander that these appointments be delayed so as not to disrupt the delicate process of negotiation. Do you have something to contribute beyond that?
I would just support what Supervisor Alexander has said. I've been working on the negotiations along with members on my team, and we've spent many, many hours doing that. We're almost there, supervisors. Right. We're almost there. It takes time to negotiate. It takes time to draft documents. The layovers that we're talking about here, since the time that the term sheet was executed, there's only been one layover. And I'm not trying to minimize the fact that there have been layovers, Mr. Broderick, there have. But there's really only been one since the term sheet was signed. And we've been working really hard to get all of this done. There are some good things that have come out of this, aside from just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. There has been true discussions with the museum on many issues that benefit both of us. There has been collaboration. And things that will benefit Milwaukee County are, I think, first and foremost on our minds. And there's some good things that I think can come out of all of this.
Thank you for those comments. I think we're all sensitive to the fact that we don't want to do anything at this point that is going to in any way jeopardize the ongoing negotiations. So the motion before us is to lay over items 2, 3, and 4. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Stescunas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. And would the record reflect that Supervisor Rainey has joined us?
Okay. There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over items 2, 3, and 4 is approved.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Sure. I'd just like to clarify that the motion that I made was to lay over to the July meeting, not just a simple one-month layover, and that is the motion we voted on.
To the July meeting. Understood.
Thank you.
Yeah. On item number 1.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Rainey.